And good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. It is Sports Medicine Weekly. So happy you're with us. Dr. Cole, of course, the head team physician with the Chicago Bulls, one of the team physicians with the Chicago White Sox, sports medicine specialist, orthopedic surgeon from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Our website is sportsmedicineweekly.com, and you can tune us in on podcast segments, always available to hear on the Sports Medicine Weekly blog, through Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast channels. Dr. Cole, how are you on this weekend?
Doing great, Steve. It's great to talk to you this Sunday morning.
Good. Well, some interesting news out of the NBA. There seems like they're going to create their own bubble here in Chicago with the eight teams that weren't included in the Orlando NBA bubble, correct?
Yes, it's been sort of long in coming, but they really needed to make sure they had their procedures in place in Orlando. So the plan here in the eight teams that are not in Orlando, each in their local markets, are going to do their best to sort of replicate a very safe environment that sort of mirrors the bubble in Orlando. It won't be exactly the same, but it's interesting from a lodging perspective. How they navigate getting to and from the practice facility. And mind you, this is only going to be for about 2 weeks, but it's going to provide the opportunity for guys who haven't really had the chance to play basketball to get in there and play contact basketball in a safe fashion. So it involves regular testing, just like the NBA does in Orlando. It involves sort of a closed system without people coming in and out, verification that they're negative when they start to come in contact with each other. So it enables them to be physically in contact with one another with little to no concern of transmitting disease. That's the objective. And it's been fascinating because unfortunately I knew the Orlando processes, and I knew what was required of us to sort of do one-on-one practices and one guy working with a coach developer. But now that we're actually having to transition to things that happen in Orlando here in Chicago for the Chicago Bulls to participate and let these guys play basketball.
That's great. And the other big news here in the last week or so, the NBA draft lottery, and the Bulls will select with the fourth pick, which is awesome. And give us a quick synopsis of what goes into that. You start looking at players, and our guys in control there up at the Advocate Center run the Bulls organization now in basketball operations. We'll start looking at different players, and how is the medical staff involved?
Well, the first is, they've got to decide strategically who they like and who they want, who's a fit. And then the next thing, very close to number one is number two, which is making sure the medical risk is optimized. And we have to have, normally we do the combine, so we're still trying to figure out the strategies of how we can actually evaluate players, but not, usually, Steve, at the combine, what we used to do is we'd go to a facility. Every physician would be there, both orthopedic surgeon and primary care, and everyone would examine the player. If they wanted to, we do an intense, basically. So we combine with like four other teams. So you can imagine a tent with four orthopedic surgeons, and the players are cycling in and out. And for lack of a better term, they're almost like guinea pigs. I mean, they have to subject themselves to physical exam after physical exam, and it's hard for these guys. But it ends up being a situation where if you're really interested in a player and you're worried about medical risk, there's a lot of value to the physical exam. Now you can anticipate that we're not going to be able to do that. So we're trying to figure out how players will have minimal travel and will identify team physicians, for example, who to evaluate some of the draft candidates, but I won't have a chance to examine everyone. But people will use, for example, my physical exam, to the benefit of other teams. So we're going to have to really share information equitably, be very fair and unbiased, as we always try to be, and be able to assess medical risk in a way that we've never done before, because now I'm not going to have the opportunity potentially to even do a physical exam on a high draft candidate. And you can imagine the amount of cooperation required between the agents, the NBA, the Players Association, and the team and the franchises themselves. So it's going to be no easy task to get that done compared to previous years.
And Dr. Cole, it's a critical part of it, isn't it? I mean, these GMs are looking at you and saying, boy, if this guy had a knee injury in high school or during his college career, what's the risk of that? And do we take this guy with the fourth pick, or do we hope that he's there in the second round? I mean, there's a lot that goes into the medical end of this, right?
Yeah, I would say that's one of the reasons I love this job, is because I can rely upon my knowledge of what's in the literature to understand the natural history of a problem. I can rely upon the research that we've done to say, hey, this is how common this condition is. This is what usually happens over time. I mean, we've asked some really important questions about, you know, what's the natural history of someone who has a cartilage problem in their knee, a labral tear in their shoulder for a thrower, for example, looking at for a baseball, someone who has multiple ankle sprains or a stress fracture in the foot. You know, I've gotten a pretty good sense of, you know, how to predict these things. And then you get a sense of how their injury history is and how much time they've missed. That helps as well. So I actually enjoy that part a lot. You hope you get it right every time. I think we mostly get it right because unfortunately there's a lot of luck here too. But you just do your best to be objective. And this is one of the situations where you can really never be a fan. You have to just, sometimes I'm not even aware of the quality of the player athletically, but I'm just super focused on the medical side of it, which is really, that's really our job. As to sort of mitigate risk and figure out what the future holds, which, you know, you just do your best. You don't have a crystal ball, but you can rely on a lot of facts and knowledge that's out there in the research.